You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The Flambeau River YMCA is set to open on April 16th. We spoke to Executive Director Scott Schultz about what the Y means to him and some of the features of the Y.
When I moved back to Park Falls in 2019, I truly never would have guessed that the Y would be coming back into my life. In my previous role, I was a membership director for the largest Y in the state of Wisconsin, and I never thought that when I moved back home that I would see a Y, and now I'm a part of building a Y in my hometown. And it's like the coolest feeling ever for somebody that loves and appreciates the Y and the work that we do. And you think about opportunities, it's far more than just an opportunity to come in and work out. You know, if you struggle with, you know, exercise on your own, well then jump into a group exercise class. And you can start off in any of the group exercise classes and take three different classes in one. You know, for instance, I'm teaching HIIT classes and a couple of more high intensity classes. But the way that we teach group exercise is so that way, if you're in one class, you are able to take really kind of three. So that instructor will teach different variables for different exercises. Whether if you're somebody that's stronger and you get put onto a heavier dumbbell, or if you're somebody that's newer to exercise, or somebody that is nursing an injury that needs to come back, maybe you're on bands or doing more on the body weight exercises. And so the instructors recognize the participants in their class to be able to put them in the best spot for success rather than just taking a class or going at it on your own. It's really cool to see and be a part of.
This full interview can be found along with an article on 98qcountry.com. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot is here to tell us how you can become a certified storm spotter.
The National Weather Service will actually teach you how, and you get a cool certificate. There's online training opportunities, and it's only one class that lasts about an hour. You'll cover severe weather safety and dive in depth on the science behind it. There's a class on Thursday and another one on Monday. Head to Green Bay's National Weather Service page to sign up. And if you love it, there's also an advanced class that you can take next.
According to an article found on WSAW.com, Sanford Health has announced that they're laying off dozens of employees within the Marshfield Clinic region. However, no direct care patient jobs are being impacted. In a release statement, Sanford Health has said that they remain committed to investing $500 million into the Marshfield Clinic region over the next 5 years. However, at the same time, its organizations have been looking at ways to set themselves up for the future as they continue with the integration process. 96 employees in total with the company will be either laid off or repositioned within Sanford Health. It is unclear how many people that will be affecting within the Marshfield region. Employees below director level have been given a 60-day notice, and their last day will be June 10th. Marshfield Clinic has stated that they are providing support for impacted employees, and eligible people are being encouraged to explore other jobs within Sanford Health. They're said to be adding 20 new positions for the health plan. Sanford Health also added, quote, "At the end of every decision we make, there is a patient. As we continue our journey together, we look forward to expanding care for the communities we serve now and in the future," end quote. Wednesday, April 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's an Adopt-a-Highway Spring Cleanup hosted by the Fifield Dirt Devils ATV Club. This is scheduled to meet at Hillgart Road at 10 a.m. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, April 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at Hillgart Road. What's wrong with how things are done in Madison? Lisa Hale reports.
Highly partisan Wisconsin politics are bad for the state, so said two Fox Valley legislators from opposite sides of the aisle, speaking at a legislative lunch on Monday. Republican Representative Dean Coffert of Neenah said it's too polarized.
But it's so polarized. Robin Voss, you bring his name up to some people and people just cringe. You bring up some the Democrat leadership and they just cringe. So everything is run so much by the leaders because they're the leaders of the party. And then on top of this, now we have this Trump factor.
Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim from Appleton said the polarization makes getting any work done difficult.
Back in the day, we used to have to work together because no one was drawn an automatic victory. It forced us to have to deal with bills from both sides. It forced us to have to work at amendments to find the most tolerable version of any bill. That is what we want us, what the public wants us to do.
Both legislators said civil dialogue and bipartisan cooperation is the best way to get things done in Madison. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Timberwolves 110-103. Despite being down 24 points in the fourth quarter, the fans stayed and cheered the team to a win at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers.
It was huge, you know. They could have left. I mean, really, the way the game was going. And they hung in there with us. And then they could smell the blood in the water as well. This is why you love home games.
Baseball, top of the seventh inning, Brewers up 4-1. Bryce Turang at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Fly ball, right center. Doyle is back. He is looking, and it's gone for Turang. Home run number 3, and that hitting streak stays alive. 11 games now for Bryce.
The Brewers beat the Rockies 7-1. The 25-year-old Turang's home run sailing 444 feet, the longest of his career.
Dude, I'm getting older. Like, that's just how it is. I'm starting to get the man strength.
That's Bryce Turang with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Want to feel old? Eminem is a grandfather. The rapper's daughter, Haley Jade Scott, announced on Instagram that she gave birth to a son named Elliot. And to honor her famous father, the baby now shares a middle name with his grandfather. No, it's not Elliot Eminem. It's Elliot Marshall. Eminem's real name is Marshall Mathers. That might put a little pressure on the boy to come up with some sick beats. The Yellowstone series is about to give birth to a new spinoff, with the show's popular 1923 prequel starring Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren now concluded after its season 2 finale last week. The franchise is launching a new prequel. Plot lines for 1944 are being kept under wraps for the moment, but some sources say the show will explore how World War II affects the Duttons. Star of 1923, Brandon Sklenar, takes over Dutton Ranch at the end of 1923 and says he is open to appearing in 1944. Russell Brand is already in trouble for sexual assault charges, but things are about to get worse. Warner Brothers Studios has agreed to turn over footage and outtakes from the set of Arthur in 2011. The studio has made it clear where they stand after being sued along with Brand in 2023 by an extra from the film who said the actor exposed himself to multiple people and assaulted her. What a guy. HBO is giddy over the ratings for the season finale of White Lotus Season 3. The network says 6.2 million viewers tuned in and were treated to a higher body count than we've seen in previous seasons of the show. That shattered the past record for viewers of the show, which was the previous week's 4.8 million viewers. I think it's time for me to check out Season 3. What better game than Monopoly to create a bidding war? There was a competition by studios over a competition series based on the board game, and Netflix is the winner. Variety reports the show is being described as a large-scale social experiment contest that will force contestants to form alliances and betray their competitors. They must walk the line between capitalism and chaos in a cutthroat race to own it all. I think I hate it already. Monopoly debuted in 1935, courtesy of Parker Brothers, and has since sold about 275 million copies worldwide. First, it was people dancing and singing while watching Wicked in theaters that annoyed theatergoers. Now, it's teenage boys who are clapping and cheering during the record-breaking Minecraft movie. In some ways, this is worse than Wicked, because parents who take their kids have to witness this after probably not wanting to set foot in a theater to see Minecraft in the first place. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could see a few scattered showers or sprinkles later today, tonight into tomorrow, and there may even be a snowflake or two mixed in at some point. Today's high in the upper 40s. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, same thing, upper 40s. We will warm back up into the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.